This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
Time's just gone 12:49. We're struggling with the lines to London. We're hoping to get Damon on the line. But in the meantime, just want to let you know what's coming up late in the afternoon. Join Cathy and Simon for the overdrive this afternoon. No doubt they'll be talking about issues of the day and also talking about Sona. Interesting show coming up with Cathy and Simon, all the usual stuff. And it looks like we have Damon back online. Damon.
Yes, you got me back online.
Oh, we got you there, and we remembered where we left off, and you were telling us about your view as being a bull. Tell us a little bit more about that. Over to you.
So you asked me about the entrepreneur story, and here's how we frame it. Right. South Africa has been famous for generations for having unbelievable entrepreneurs that know how to make money, that know how to employ people, and that know how to really get a good return on capital. And that's locals, and that's also internationals that played in the South African market.
Right.
Those people are just nascent. They haven't disappeared. They're waiting for certain changes to happen in the broader economy for them to return. That's the bull case, and I stand firmly behind that case.
Okay. So can you, Damon, can you give us like some ideas or indications of what are those triggers that these entrepreneurs are waiting for? What's a sign that this is the time to invest?
Well, so what's interesting, I know you wanted to make it a product of the State of the Nation address.
Yep.
So if you recall the 2018 Sona, we had President Ramaphosa, he was slow clapped. The audience went crazy. There was a standing ovation. I mean, the judiciary was there. There was even that chirp from Malema, and they were laughing at one another. That mood, that was evident in 2018. So you need to recreate that mood, basically.
Right.
And unfortunately, the recreation of that mood has been difficult because you've had some serious exogenous factors that have hurt South Africa.
Right.
By the way, the most meaningful one is Eskom, which is actually not a political thing. I mean, those are the facts of life, and that dates back almost 7-8 years of problems in the regulator.
Right.
So what I think is, if you look 2, 3, 4 years out, and you have to look 3, 4 years out, you have to say, will things get worse for electricity in SA? Will things get worse for various different institutions? And my answer is a resounding no.
Mm-hmm.
What the government are doing now is they are taking the institutions that needed to be clean, and that is not an immediate process. It takes time.
Okay.
So when I look ahead, I think that you've got those things which don't get worse, and all you need to do is you need to have policy initiatives that allow people to go back and make money.
Right.
And that's what I think is being put in place right now. So, and don't forget one other very important thing.
Yep.
Interest rates are now on the decline.
Right.
This is a meaningful change. Although it's incremental, it's 25 bits. I think that the Reserve Bank governor now is starting to look over his shoulder saying, I need growth in the economy. What can I do? Is inflation in check? Which I think it is.
Right.
So when we look 1, 2, and 3 years time, I think the economy will be better. I want to remind all the listeners also that South Africa had growth rates of 2, 3, even at one stage they were talking of 5% growth rates.
Mm.
And that's, by the way, that's lots of Africa have got those growth rates.
Right.
You just need to go incrementally better than 1%.
Yes.
And you've got an economy humming again.
Mm.
That will change many things for people.
Yeah.
And that will return their entrepreneur, by the way.
That's great. So Damon, picking up on 2 points, and the market term, and just explain to the listeners, is that the market talks about that everything's been factored into the price. When you talk and being factored into the price, meaning that the market kind of understands where South Africa is, and they kind of, that this is real, you know, it's not like a shock. When you speak to investors, Damon, do they see it like that? That they realize, well, yeah, this is the situation we're in, and they kind of see beyond that. And that's what I'm looking at, is do they still see the opportunities? And I know you've mentioned about the entrepreneurs, but you're sitting in London and you're hearing a different story. I know you do spend a lot of time in South Africa, but I really want to hear what is the feeling about South Africa.
Okay, so you know, take off the rose tinted glasses.
Right.
So the reality from international investors, and I mean, you saw it unfortunately at Davos, where the South Africans were, for the first time, not received like they usually are, with Steph Bullions and Pierre. They love meeting. So this time it's reality.
Right.
And what international investors want to see is they want to see meaningful change in those institutions that I was talking about. They want to see, I don't want to get political on it.
No, we don't want you to.
Because it's business they're talking about. Yes, no.
Yeah.
So they want to see an economy that can grow, and they want to understand, well, if the economy needs the following ingredients to grow, then put those ingredients in place.
Right.
So just if you look at it on the positive side, you've had certainly people like Mark Cutifani from Anglo American saying he can now do business in South Africa, and right. Then you've had one or two others that have said, "Oh, we need one or two changes in the labour law."
Mm.
Those are happening.
Okay.
So my instinct is that the internationals, firstly, they know South Africa very well. They love South Africa to be successful.
Right.
They don't want it not to be successful. That's what South Africans need to realize. When we go to conferences, people want to see change. They want to see positive change. They want to see the people of South Africa doing better.
Yep.
It's not, that's how it is. Mm. So the goodwill that South Africa had in the World Cup is an example. They want to see that replicated in like a World Cup of business, so to speak.
Yeah.
So those changes, if they see any form of growth in the economy, my instinct is they'll buy the market kit.
So Damon, we've got literally 1 minute, and I want to just get a last thought from you on this. There's certain things, as we know, and that's what we've avoided on the show today, is things that are out of our control. But there are things in our control as South Africans and as business people, as individuals. When you said we had a rough showing at Davos, and we know that. When South Africans as business people are going out there and promoting to the rest of the world and the investment community, what should we be doing? Give us one or two things.
No, look, the South Africans have to tell a story. One, they have to be real, and because you can't con foreigners anymore. Nobody, they've got a lot of places to invest their money.
Right.
They need to know that their capital is safe. They need to know that they're going to get a return on that capital, and they need to know that return on capital is on an international matrix.
Right.
So it's the noise stuff, like the BEE codes,
yes,
and the different, those things need to be settled down. So
right.
so we are talking about those famous business partnerships. A lot's going to be a dual function between government and business. Definitely Labour plays its part, but I see that as being the positive. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised in the state of the nation that President Ramaphosa talks about saying, you know, these are the measures we've made. We are now having big initiatives for youth employment. We're going to be pushing that. You will see the numbers getting better. And I think that's what it is. So the South Africans tell the world, we are open for business. We know that our returns are not what they should be, but you've also all seen the great years, and we think we can get back to those kind of levels over the next 3 to 5 years.
Damon, that's awesome, and that's where we have to leave it. Let's leave it at a positive message. We'll definitely have to get you back on the show to talk more about this and how we can coach South Africans in how to promote ourselves
Brilliant.
Better.
I look forward.
Thank you so much. Take care. All the best.
Super. Thanks for having me.
That was Damon Hoff joining us from Musgrave Capital Partners.